Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to Outdoors with Larry Ray, brought to you by the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, B&M Poles, and Ducks Unlimited.
It's Outdoors with Larry Ray, our tribute show here on 790 AM. I'm Brad Carson in studio with Phil Stukenborg, and the great Gene Smith is with us, as well as Larry's family, Jason, Miriam, and family. Just so terrific to be here on this Saturday morning with Shelby, our producer. We heard from David Boyd earlier. And now on the line, Legends of Outdoor Hall of Famer, Tennessee Wildlife Federation. My guy is working day and night for this state and the great outdoors. And I've always been interested in Bill because he's been on the show for numerous years. And when Larry started, he'd come through here. So, Bill, your name kind of synonymous with this show and its history. Bill Cooksey, how are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm good, Brad. And thanks so much for having me on and for doing the show. It's very much appreciated.
Well, Bill, before we get started, we sort of ask you some questions and tell some stories. Share a story or two. You know, we talked a little bit about his love of the outdoors, and we were just talking about the fishing rodeos that Bill had or that Larry had here. And Miriam shared a story about that Bill Dance, of course, what he got good at was removing the hooks from all the kids getting hooked during the fishing rodeos. So, what do you remember about some of those days, Bill?
Well, you know, of course, on my end, Larry and I hunted together several times, turkey hunted, duck hunted. We fished a little bit, but mostly hunting just because of the work I did. And he loved a turkey hunt. Duck hunting, I don't think he liked the cold all that much. And he didn't like to hunt on weekends. He said he saved those for his family and for his personal time, and he didn't work on weekends. But we turkey hunted many times. And this one, I wasn't with him this day, but he was hunting with Tom Matthews, who was one of the owners of Avery and out of Thames Plantation. And Larry had this gun sock for camouflage on his shotgun. And this is like a mesh, nylon mesh that you can just stretch over a gun. And they got a turkey working. He came in, and Tom said, man, it was there at 15 yards. Perfect. It couldn't have been better. And I'm saying, shoot, shoot, shoot. And the turkey finally walks off, and he says, what was wrong? And he looks, and this thing had frayed at the end.
Yeah.
So it looked kind of like a blunderbuss would with that huge barrel. He couldn't see anything. So just one of those things. We all have, you know, stuff like that happen to us. So that one got Larry. So one we just always laughed about. But he was a joy to be around when we were in the outdoors. I mean, he just loved being out there.
Bill, how did y'all put those shows together? Because I put this, I mean, we've been emailing, and Shelby really helped me, and Phil and David and yourself, we patched it together to get some of y'all on the phone. This was not his full-time job. This is I mean, today is going to be an hour and a half on this Saturday. I mean, it's a 6, 7, 8, 10 plus the week of experiences production to do this.
it's a grind. I know it was for him. And, of course, Ron obviously was a huge help, especially on the fishing side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't take a lot of credit.
That up.
I mean, Larry would just reach out and say, hey, do you have any ideas?
Yeah.
For a duck guy or a turkey guy. And you know, then I would come through and find somebody. But Larry did it, man, and it was always put together. I'd get an email early in the week, here's our guest and here's an opening, and you knew exactly who was coming on so you could learn about them and have a little bit of knowledge anyway, because he had people from all over the country, really all over the world. Yeah. And I met a lot of folks through this show over the years.
Yeah. We're talking to Bill Cooksey, Legends of Outdoor Hall of Famer, Tennessee Wildlife Federation, former host of this show, big involved into this show. And you mentioned Ron Wong, which I'm glad you did, because his name did not come up in our first couple of segments, and it's important that we mention Ron. I don't know if this got mentioned during the memorial or not, but one of the things, I don't know what the word is, Ron Wong passed away 6 months ago, and you know, Gene, you can help me out with this
a little bit.
It felt like when Ron Wong passed away.
Oh, it was a big hurt in his heart. It was deep.
Yeah.
Because he loved Ron, and Ron, he was always come through with all the. And Larry loved the names of the lures.
Yep.
He said, if you ever got a job, you're going to start naming these lures, because he loved to hear all the different names.
Yep.
And Ron was an anchor, and so Bill was too. They really did a lot to this show.
Well, he would set up Ron. It was like Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon, because.
Right.
I did a couple of shows. Shelby and I have seen it, both of us producing. He would go, you got that snake rattler humdinger,
right,
whatever,
yeah,
you know, down in Sardis that you used.
Yeah.
And then Ron took it seriously. So Ron would go down his list, and he would say it like it was an executive forum,
boom.
And he just
That was the one thing with Ron, though. Ron never had any piece of paper in front of him when he talked about these things. This was all in his brain.
All from memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but I do think, going back, that was only 7 months ago now, 6 months ago to the time of when he was putting that Ducks Unlimited show together, which I would call his opus, because he wanted that thing to go well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go back here, Bill. We put together a broadcast because the Ducks Unlimited Ducks event happened downtown at the Renaissance Center, and it's here for 3 years. And I mean, Larry promoted that thing like it was the President of the United States was showing up. I mean, it was serious. And you talk about putting Memphis back together and really making this city hum. That event and that broadcast, I'm convinced he put so much into it, because he knew, and you don't know, but he wanted that to be right.
Right.
He wanted that
to
be right.
And when he went to the Hall of Fame for Ron Wong, he had to ride in the back seat of the car because his health was so weak.
Yeah.
But he wanted to be there for Ron.
You could tell he was feeling poorly there at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I was there as well. And, you know, I thought at the time maybe just losing Ron had taken a lot out of Larry, which obviously it did.
Yeah.
You know, but then we learned there was a whole lot more wrong. But, you know, Larry was a classic old school newsman and journalist. He didn't want to tell the story or be the expert. He wanted his guests to be. He wanted them to tell their story.
Exactly.
And people don't do that anymore. You know, everyone's a pundit now on TV and radio, and that's not Larry. He made stars out of the other folks, and it was a joy to listen to that because most people today don't get to hear enough of it.
And he knew all the background, too. He did all that ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He did his work. He did his homework before the show, and he could talk whatever their deal was. He knew some of the details going into it. Even if it was a bass fisherman that just won the Classic, Ron would be the main guy talking to him, but Larry's going to have a few zingers in there to get something fun out of him, you know, because Ron would be the serious guy on that. Mm-hmm. And he'd find something funny that happened and bring that up, or, you know, there was always something extra.
Yeah, I mean, we heard the exact same thing from David Boyd, who was he's the sports editor over at the Daily Memphian, worked at the Commercial Appeal, and obviously was part of the memorial a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
you might have just told the exact said the exact same words that he said, and you weren't even on the phone at the same time. Shelby can back me up on this. You said the exact same thing. What made him such a terrific listener and interested in people like that, Bill?
Well, I think he had a classic, you know, education in journalism at a time when that's what they were teaching people to do. And you know, as an old school, you know, writer from sports, where it's all about facts. It's just here's what happened. So that's kind of his mindset, and that's Larry in everything. And you heard it in the memorial service. I mean, for me, it was great to hear from his friends, from his private life, his church, and golfing, and that sort of thing. Because we all knew the exact same man. He was so consistent in every behavior, everything he did. You know, I can't say Larry would never surprise you, but it was never going to be in a negative way or anything. I mean, he was the same guy all the time with everyone. And I think that even it was probably part of his personality before. Obviously, I didn't know Larry before college, but there was something in him that just made that seemed to make that natural.
Well, he put everybody first. That's the main thing.
Yep.
Brad, we call that intellectual curiosity. That's what he had.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't work with a lot of people that have that.
Amen. Amen. But he did. He wanted to know about it. He wanted to try to learn, even if it was something he never intended to do himself. He wanted to try to understand it.
I mean, and I don't have that. I mean, I don't want to act like, you know, it is a time in a space. I think we're getting back to it, though. And I'll go there, Bill. There was a report, because I work in radio, and there are some that say radio's dying. Television, by the way, way worse off than radio for the folks in the room. Way worse off if I'm promoting radio. But this is what Larry's been doing the last 25 years. And I know you do radio. You do radio every week. I mean, you're doing radio every month. Your podcast is part of that too, right? Multimedia, what have you. But you're in the same vein. Go back to when you first met Larry. Where did you meet him?
You know,
you lived in Bartlett, right? Before you moved over by Jackson. Obviously, you've been with Tennessee Wildlife for a number of years, but
right,
yeah.
I first met Larry in the late '90s when I was working for the Hunting and Fishing News, and we met at different events.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe even when I worked for Roy Rose, but didn't get to know him then. It wasn't until I went to work at Avery in 2000. I lived in Jackson at the time, but obviously I was in Memphis every day.
Okay.
And, you know, there I was dealing with outdoor media. And Larry was the closest one, so he was a guy I talked to a lot. And you know, obviously being the hometown paper, it was important to us to have that relationship. Well, Larry made the relationship really easy because, you know, once he knew you were there and you were willing, he was going to talk to you, and he wanted everything you had, you know, every bit of information you could get him. And other than weekends, he would go hunting anytime you called.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I actually met Jason before I met Larry, but Jason won't remember it.
Really? His son?
Yeah. Early 90s, I lived in Bartlett for a short time and had an apartment, and a neighbor of mine was friends with Jason, and I just met him there at the apartment. And I recognized the last name. I didn't know Larry, but I knew him from his writing.
Wow.
And I said, are you related to that guy at the Commercial Appeal? And that's my dad. So, so that's been a long time ago.
I don't remember that.
Jason's in studio. He doesn't remember, but he did say many times people said, is your dad, you know, Larry? And that meant a lot to him. So, hey, Bill, we got to let you go. We're going to get to David Beal, who's been hosting with us recently. It's a real pleasure for you to come on. And I know Larry, it means a lot to Larry, his family. So thank you for doing this, Bill.
Well, I appreciate it, Brad. Thanks to everyone. And Miriam, Jason, we're all still thinking about y'all.
Yep. Bill Cooksey, the Tennessee Wildlife Federation, on with us. Thanks, Bill. Take care. Have a great Saturday.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. That is Bill Cooksey. And next coming up, David Beal, who's been hosting here on Outdoors with Larry Ray, local fisherman, outdoorsman. He'll join us next. You're listening to The Larry Ray Show, the tribute show on 790 AM.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.